Hello and welcome to another Fast Five. This week it's Jem, and I have some good news. A few weeks ago, indeed over a month ago, I released a Fast Five which was about the fact that my Facebook page, called History Gems, has been hijacked. And it led me on a very strange journey. The first thing I have to say is that Facebook was appalling with its customer service. I'll give you two examples, the beginning of the process and the end of the process. Now, to be fair, the middle of the process was very, very good, but let me explain, okay? So, as soon as I realized that I had stupidly allowed somebody onto my page as admin, and I trusted somebody I clearly shouldn't have trusted, and they kicked me off the Facebook page pretty much as soon as I made them admin, thanks. At that moment, I had to start finding out how to tell Facebook. Every single Q&A area on Facebook, if yourself, not a community page, but your own profile page, is really just a tree of logic rather than actual, hey, communicate with me. You do a Google search, Facebook has no phone number, Facebook has no email address. In other words, Facebook wants you to communicate with them, but on their terms. And if you've just had somebody hijack you, there isn't any way to do that in an obvious way. So, hey, did you know that Facebook's on Twitter? At Facebook has at least 14 million followers. So me and a whole bunch of people who are following History Gems tried to get Facebook's attention there. Nothing. Which begs the question, Facebook, why do you have a Twitter account if you're not going to respond to anything? I can get feedback from the likes of Sainsbury's or Amazon. What, you're better than these companies, allegedly? Well, if you don't have a way to communicate with your customer base, maybe you should use these things the way everybody else does. Anyway, in the end, I reached out to a friend who worked in an advertising agency. And because advertising agencies give Facebook millions of dollars every single year, my friend, who wanted to help me as soon as he found out about the situation, reached out to the Facebook salesperson who really wanted to keep my friend happy to ensure the money kept flowing into Facebook. And that guy sent to my friend a link and said, oh, this should help. And he was right. And as soon as I got that link, and as soon as I was doing a messaging with Facebook on that link, I was rocking and a rolling, and it was an efficient service. But Facebook, I shouldn't have to know a guy who knows a guy to start a process. That's not good enough. Then, all the way through the process, fair enough, I have to prove who I say I am. I ended up getting a letter from my local councillor to prove who I was, but that wasn't good enough. Unless I had a notarised letter, that would not be, anything else would not be good enough to prove who I am. So now I'm going to have to find a notary, get to pay a notary's fees, and blah-de-blah-de-blah. Now, I get that there is paperwork to be done if you're dealing with the government, or if you're dealing, I don't know, with legal implications of businesses. Facebook hasn't even been around for 20 years. Why is a process so set in its ways? A local councillor's letter is good enough to start an inquiry on something like child abuse or rogue landlords, but it's not good enough in the eyes of Facebook? Come on! However, I jumped through all their hoops. I did everything they asked to do. I spoke to a guy called Paolo who processed the whole thing. However, he said, look, you need to send a letter in this notarized letter saying exactly what you want. And I told them exactly what I wanted and said, look, I should be the only admin on the page. And then the day I got an email from him, and to be fair to Paolo, he tried phoning me twice rather than just emailing me to say, hey, look, you're back on. You're approved. You're admin on the page again. And then I said, I got this information while I was in a restaurant. And I said, oh, that's brilliant. It's just to confirm, is there anybody else on admin? They went, yes, there's this other guy who shouldn't be there. He was the one who, as far as I can work out, bought my page on the dark net from the guy who hijacked it in the first place. So now I'm in the situation of I'm admin, but does this mean that I'm about to get kicked again? So Paolo was frantically trying to talk me through various menus on a Facebook app in the middle of a restaurant, and cutting a long story short, I managed to kick him off. I know I'm over the 5 minutes here, guys, okay? Once I was back on, once I was able to post a message out to people, I got a flood of support and responses, and oh my God, it warmed me to the soul. So I said lovely things on Facebook. You know, if you are following me on Facebook, please do listen to this as well. Thanks, guys. You know, your support has been lovely. It's made me think, do you know what? It is worth doing it. It, you know, I clearly, you know, brighten people's days up for 5 minutes with my history, and it's recognized for not being crazy stuff on the internet. So for that, I thank you. But in the back of my mind, there's a question of, you know, if Facebook really can't be bothered to look after themselves, they're so worried about the bottom line that customer service is appalling if you want to compare it to even something like banks, and they don't have particularly great customer service, then, you know, do I continue? Do I keep investing my time in something which could, in theory, be stolen from me again in the future? Or indeed, maybe Facebook. I've subsequently found out the reason why I've got more than 90,000 followers or likes, but I don't get 90,000 hits on anything, is Facebook filters. Only at any given point, at best, you're only going to get 10% of the people who've clicked like. In other words, they're following the page, and they should be getting alerts, and they don't. You do not automatically get alerts on something that you've liked on Facebook. So, maybe I do something else a bit differently in 2018. I am going to be doing a different podcast. I mean, don't worry, plenty more from Condensed History Gems, and please do keep listening, but I'll be trying my own different type of podcast in 2018. Maybe that becomes my route to market more than the Facebook page. I feel I've become over-reliant on it. I feel that my service provider, if you want to call Facebook that, is patchy, to say the least, to be polite. As I said on the Facebook page, shame on me for being suckered, and I do apologise to everybody with the inconvenience of this. Sort of sounds like a madman running the page for about a month, but also shame on the hacker for sort of preying on somebody who, you know, wasn't au fait with the background mechanics of Facebook, and all I do is post history stuff. You know, I'm not hurting anybody. So, yeah, I'm back. But it's made me think a little bit about what the future looks like with this page. I've been doing it for about 5 years, and again, I've just got to say, oh my, the day after I got back on, just the floods of support and love. Thank you. Thank you very much, everybody. Right, on that point, I'm finished. Longer podcast, maybe about as long as this one, coming up on Tuesday. Thanks for listening.